Yikes, I am so behind schedule with these, it's not even funny. So here, finally, is the December-January contest recording. Fucking shit. VOC, I'm starting off with you, and frankly, I only have four words. My titty fucking god. I could go farther than that, but I think that really sums it up. This was amazing. I mean, this captured a glorious image of slice of life mixed with a bit of grit, mixed with just the style and quality I expect from you. I really couldn't expect much more. You essentially just nailed it. I don't have really anything else to say aside from the fact that it was kind of long, and you know me with my busy schedule, I see big text wall and I go, oh shit. But you know, other than that, nicely done. Scrolling on down to Black Gabriel. I love the power of this piece, but I think you got a bit sloppy with the grammar at times. The weight of the work gets total props from me, but I do think another run-through would have helped you weed out some of those lingering typo style issues. I also think the ending was a bit on the comical side for the weight it carried. It was kind of like Lost. You watch a billion seasons waiting for something meaningful and end up with a handshake and a ticket to something that might not exist. And frankly, I think you could have done a little bit better job to leave a little more lasting impact than the, you know, I guess shoreline slope exit. But that's more of a style point and less of a, you know, be all end all sort of comment. So nicely done, Black Gabriel. Stokingly proud. Tirsaria. Bold choice in foreign poetry, especially given that my usual reaction to it is just why. That reaction is frankly no different here, but I do think you did a decent job. The typical pitfalls of horribly forced line breaks and rhyming schemes was not completely avoided, but was minimized. My biggest complaint with this one is that some lines just don't really deliver a point of purpose. It just kind of reads on. It's like, why did you choose this particular word? Why did you choose this reference? It just feels like it's kind of there for the sake of being there, and that just never works well for me. Never has. Frankly, I think I've given you that comment in the past, and, you know, here we are again, so. I think it's time to maybe put said advice to thought, maybe? Perhaps. It's a good idea. Moving on to Frosted. The rhyme scheme in this one just was a bit grating to me. I felt like I was drifting through a kid's poem that possessed items no kid would understand. Bluntly, I think you can do better than this one. I mean, I've seen you do better than this one, Frosted, so I know you can deliver it. You've delivered me such things in the past. I think you need to tune it up a bit, you know? It's a good idea. TLM. I'm not really a big fan of this one either. This just seems like a hollow shell of what I know you're capable of producing. You know, why do I say that? Frankly, I was not invited into this piece. I've fallen into your poetry before. I mean, fallen is a good, you know, verb for that. This was just me reading on the surface, and I know that you can bring that made-up word, invitability, and maybe I guess permeability is a better word, to the table with your writing. This piece just didn't have that magic that I've come to know you capable of wielding. Utora. This is a great piece from you as well, Utora. This had a wonderful progression, and frankly, now at first I was skeptical. Based on, you know, the first block here, but you drew me in very well, which kind of actually worked as a nice segue from TLM's piece in that I didn't feel invited in, and with this one I was skeptical, but then you welcomed me into the door and I saw something nice. So you did a very nice job with this one too. PK, I'm not a big fan of this one. I think you let the beginning setup get a little bit repetitive for my taste. And by the time I made it to the, you know, the yes and yes and yes and yes line, I was essentially ready to bail out because I wasn't hooked. And we know that's a disaster waiting to happen. There was a nice build going on here, though, so that was nice. And the ending portion was far better and more dominant and engaging. But that hook was so weak sauce in my book that it just, I'm afraid it would leave people heading for the door even sooner than I was ready to do so. And, you know, frankly, I know you know this shit already, so it's almost a moot point for me to say it, but there we go. That's where things are. So that being said, it actually kind of ended up being a nice playing field with this one, but this round definitely goes to VOC. I mean, really, my titty fucking god was about all I had to say in my notes on this one, so that was very nice. Although, Utorin Black Gabriel, you guys also get props for very good pieces in the magical world known as the AGWL standings. Now, this is where I'm going to stop and break and talk about other random shit. It is conference season for me, which is exactly why it took me 2 months to do one set of contest recordings, which is just atrocious. The move to this cycle was probably good for my well-being. Thankfully, conference season happens to end the first week of GGW, so I'm hoping very much that I kind of return from my shell and start kicking some ass. That being said, this is the last one now. Obviously, I still have the whole, like, right, February-March contest to judge, but April-May is the last two-month tandem before we start GGW, as many of you are probably aware based on the magic calendar that I have posted. Now, I'll be honest, I'm a bit concerned. Last year, I essentially gave the bitch out that pieces weren't good enough leading up to GGW, and then I was pleasantly surprised by the onslaught of great writing I received. I still hope for that tune-up, because honestly, GGW is probably the greatest contest this site has. At least historically, and I would argue very strongly that it also has the qualitative standpoint there as well. Quality for the win. My biggest concern this year is that I look around and I see that the WC is dead. I mean, it's so dead in here now. Like, honestly, I thought things had slowed down in the AGWC, and then I went and I looked at other threads and I went, holy fuck, this place is dead. This worries me, and it worries me from a standpoint of I don't have a lot of time, and if the value just doesn't seem to be there, I have a tendency to wander off and do other shit. So, if you know people who happen to be on the fence or might be considering joining, that might be a good idea. It also might be a good idea to perhaps consider that it's finally time to move outside of Gaia. And if we're going to continue this shit, we may want to consider choosing a different venue altogether. I don't know. I think that's something to think about going forward. Which would be unfortunate because I've amassed enough Gaia funds and pixelated crap to last forever and a day. Also, I really have to apologize to you, Tora, on this one because that prism should have been sent like forever and a day ago. And I've just been so swamped with financial bullshit that I haven't even gotten around to fucking getting the fuckers to put the name on the damn thing yet. So hopefully, let's cross our fingers, I will finally be able to get around to that soon. And actually get it to you, because like, it's been almost, you know, 6 months, which is pretty fucking sad. In fact, it has been 6 months, which is sad. So I thought I'd throw that out there. In the meantime, keep riding well, people. You know, you fuckers know what's coming. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.